Okay. Good morning, everyone. Shavua Tov. This Friday, I got, amongst many emails, an email that was fascinating, funny, and very disturbing. And I'm going to talk about the disturbing part of it in a minute. You know, when bad things happen, what are you supposed to do as a religious Jew? Something terrible happens. It could be very simply a flu epidemic. It could be something much more serious than that. What do you do personally? Right now, there's a problem. There's a magefa, a sickness. There is some sort of a tragedy that became and befell you personally or the Jewish people as a whole. What do you do? The Gemara says what to do. No?
Fast.
No, the Gemara doesn't say go right to fasting.
Well,
the Gemara says, Yisurin Shabaim Ala Adam, terrible things that happen to you, which can be from, you know, am I getting along with my wife to a war? Yepashpesh b'ma'asav. He should look into himself, what we call in English, introspection.
I was going to say, either deal with the idea of the Red Sea, either deal with it practically because there's a crisis at the moment, or call out to God, or some type of...
Correct! You daven, you go ahead and you do many things. But the Gemara says, Yishpashpesh b'ma'asav. The Gemara, however, does not say that when you find something wrong with yourself, or with the community, that you can go ahead and say, that's the reason it's happening. However, I have to be honest, there are rabbis out there from all the generations that have went and berated the Jewish people, sort of knocked them over the head and said, you better do this better, and this is the reason why A, B, and C is happening. I am so far from that point of view. I don't think that's what the Torah says. I always quote the pasuk that we read on fast days, and it's very interesting that that's what we read at the Haftorah of fast days, which is a day in which you're supposed to do this introspection, because tragedies befell. Ki lo machshavotai machshavotechem velo darkechem derachai. My thoughts are not like your thoughts. The way I, God, rule the world is not the way you would think I would rule the world. So when you see bad things happening to good people, don't right away say, logically, humanly, this is why. Because, quite frankly, I don't work that way. So that's my point of view, and I know there's other points of view out there saying that this particular hall caved in at a wedding because there was mixed dancing, and this snowstorm happened because we're drafting yeshiva students, and they know why things happen, and I don't know after the... I am so far from it, but that's a totally different discussion. I'm not discussing that today.
Does the Gemara make those statements?
No, not to my knowledge. The Gemara will never say, this happened because of this. The Gemara does say, do introspection. This is definitely an opportunity for you to say, is everything perfect? And if things are not perfect, fix it personally. But do not say, this happened because of this. Now, why is that?
But that still loose. One's...
No, it doesn't. And I want to be very, very clear, Bruce. The Gemara does not ever say, this happened because of this. The Gemara says that when something bad happens, you should do introspection and you should try to fix what's wrong. It's an opportunity, but it does not say, hey, when there's a flu, it's because of your tits not being out. And when there's a throat ache, it's because you didn't say thank you.
No,
the Gemara never says that.
But introspection implies that you should be introspective of yourself. And
yes.
It is something
yes.
linked in one's into the event.
I accept what you said. Maybe. Maybe.
What about the reasons that we have a korban beit hamikdash? Where those reasons
come from? You asked a very good shayla.
Well, also the Holocaust.
Very good shayla. I can deal with it, but that's a very good shayla. That's a very good shayla. If you read the Gemara,
have a reason sometimes
for it. No. If you read the Gemara carefully, I'm not going to go into that because that's a very good question. The Gemara does say korban beit rishon is because of this and beit sheni is because of that. I would just it's not the topic this morning, but very briefly. A, I believe there's suggestions. It's not that they said this is the reason they got a nevuah from God. And B, if you read the Gemara carefully, the Gemara doesn't say this is the reason. It's saying mipnei ma nichrava. Why would it be destroyed? It's more like me and you saying, why would this happen? Perhaps this. There was sinas chinam. There was gilei arayos, shvichus damim, avodah zarah. If you read the Gemara carefully, it doesn't say the ta'am, the reason is A, B, and C. But again, there are rabbis out there, Rav Kook, others, that said this and this happened because of Chilul Shabbos, and this happened because of mixed dancing. That's not the topic this morning. We dealt with this in the past. If you recall, three lectures. It's archived on the web. What I would like to deal with is something else. Rav Kook said it too. It's a beautiful new book coming out, came out by Rabbi Wasserman and someone else about Rav Kook's relationship with the Keren Kayemet Israel. And amongst other things, there's a whole chapter in there of what he did when he saw there was Chilul Shabbos on various grounds in Israel that were bought by the Keren Kayemet. And ultimately, they were Mechal Shabbos, they were eating the Velos and Trefos, and he berated them. And in one Igeret, I read explicitly, he says, and this is why the 1929 massacres happened, because of Chilul Shabbos. Okay, so, again, you can read into it, you can say that's not exactly what he said. I read it, I thought that's what he said. That's not the topic this morning. The topic this morning is, if and when you decided that the flu epidemic happened because of this, you go out and you say, I know it happened because of this. Not maybe, as Bruce said, but this is the reason. And allow me to quote to you, please daven that the manufacturers which don't conform to Hilchot Tznius should do tshuva and change the styles to Tzniyadik ones. This will be Ezrat Hashem, stop Magefot, including flu illnesses, which are record high in New Jersey. Up until now, I didn't fall off my chair. Davin that the manufacturers should make tzniyastika clothing, should be chozer b'tshuva, everything's alright, they should do tshuva, they should make tzniyas clothing. Up until now, I didn't fall off my chair. The only funny part is that the manufacturers are not exactly making clothing only for Jews, and therefore, when it comes to non-Jews, they don't have our hilchos tznius, so why they have to chozer b'tshuva for making clothing for non-Jews? I don't understand. There's no aveira. Last time I checked, it wasn't part of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach, but okay. Now comes the part. If you can help in being part of the Tehillim group to daven, listen to this, that the manufacturers should do tshuva and all sicknesses, including flu, cancer, and children going off the derech. Wow. Please call A, B, and C. There's my problem. Direct link. Why, if you want to be normal, shouldn't you make a direct link between tragedy and Averus? You could say, let's do better. You could say, maybe. But why is it abnormal, in my opinion, to make that statement? Flu is happening because manufacturers are making non-sneer-sticker clothing. Direct link. Why is it abnormal to say that?
They're not dressed warmly enough. That's why they're getting the flu.
Well, they would say that, I can understand. They're not dressed warmly enough. Hey, very good. Nice.
If normality is defined as what most people say, it's abnormal because most people don't say it.
No. The fact that most people don't say tznius is not the reason why it's abnormal. We've said many times that we're different, we're not the same with the rest of the world. However, throughout this year, we've made the point that we can be different and we can be normal. Now,
even most Orthodox.
I don't think it's terrible even for a non-Jew to say I'm not perfect, there's a terrible tragedy, it's an opportunity for me to do better. I don't think that's abnormal. No, I don't think that wouldn't bother me. I'll tell you what bothers me. The Gemara in Becharos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, says the following statement. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman. Listen carefully. Amar Rav Nachman. Hakoyin lomar b'chor zen atan li Yisrael b'mumo. My time, akol milta David v'glulei. Anyone want to continue?
It would be abnormal if we could continue.
Kol mita da'avida le'iglule lo meshakre be'inche. A person is ne'eman. A person has what we call trust. Halachic trust. Not are you a liar or not, God knows. But halachically, I can believe him when he says, this food is kosher. This bechor had a mum, and therefore I can use it. Because kol mita da'avida le'iglule lo meshakre be'inche. Anything that will eventually come out, anything that will eventually be exposed to the public, people don't lie about. So, very simple example. I could say I have $1 million. If people don't have access to my bank account, maybe I'm a liar. But if my bank's accounts are public knowledge, then I wouldn't lie about it. Why? Because people can find out. Yes, and I could say I'm a rabbi. I got smicha from the Rabbanut HaRashit. Okay, I can make that statement. Now, if you don't have access to the Rabbanut HaRashit, they have no archives, they don't know who gave the smicha to, I could be a liar. But kol milti da'avide le'igluye, anything that can come out, that could be exposed, you have trustworthiness on simply because it will be exposed. Take that Gemara. Take that Gemara one step further. You decided the reason why there's a flu epidemic is because of tznius. And you got a Tehillim group together, and everyone davened with all their heart and might that they should make tznius clothing. And they did! And the flu continued. What happens now? How are you portrayed? Take that Gemara and just reword it. Because it's a Milta Davida Ligluye, and you said something, you made a statement, tznius equals flu, and ultimately, everyone dressed with tznius and you still had the flu.
Something else.
Guess what?
It's got to be something else.
Yeah. It must be something else. You came out to be a liar.
Or it feels my answer.
People fasted in a fight.
The Gemara, in my opinion, Chazal were so smart and said, don't make a statement unless you are sure that it's truthful. It may not be comfortable, it may not be politically correct, but if you believe it's truthful, you can make the statement. Means, gentlemen, ladies, if you're going to make a statement that later on can be found out to be not true, don't make the statement. So what Bruce said earlier, I accept. Maybe because of this avera, that avera, things are happening. But you go ahead and you make the statement. You go ahead and you make the statement and it comes out not to be so. You came out to be a liar. It's a terrible thing. Do you know the way Torah is portrayed afterwards? And I kept on thinking about this because we just went through a week of Shiva for one of our prime ministers who did wonderful things and, in my opinion, terrible things too. During that terrible time, in my opinion, terrible time of the deportation from Gush Katif, and it's called, in my opinion, nothing else but a deportation because it wasn't for land for peace, it was land for nothing. During that time, there were rabbis, who shall remain nameless, who made statements publicly, quoted, requoted, twittered, Facebooked, emailed, that said, do you remember? It won't happen!
Right, yeah. A lot of kids lost their faith.
You better believe a lot of kids lost their faith. I met one over Shabbos.
They had Twitter then.
I don't believe rabbis anymore. They're all a bunch of liars. Here, I was there, and I didn't sell my property, and I didn't make a deal with the government, and all my furniture was in the house, and whatnot, because the rabbi said it wouldn't happen. Not, I'm against it, this is my way to demonstrate. But no, I'm not going to do a thing, because the rabbi said it's not going to happen. With due respect, if something is going to come out, perhaps to be opposite of what you said, it could be detrimental damage.
I think rabbis,
especially in the realm of theology and theodicy. So I don't understand how an article like this can be in the paper. And I don't know who wrote it. Maybe Amaratzim wrote it. But that's not the point. If you're going to be someone who's going to say, God did this because of that, in case scenario, everyone believes you. In case scenario, they all do what you said. When it comes out not to be so, it's abnormal to make that statement. It's just not smart. It's just the height of idiocy to go out and publicly make that statement. If you want to come and say, terrible things are happening, this is an opportunity. Let's all work on driving safely. I sign on the dotted line. If you say, a terrible tragedy happened, maybe God did it because of this, maybe God did it because of that, and maybe I don't know, I also sign. But if you make the direct link, you are taking lives into your hand. You are taking Jewish souls into your hands that could be lost simply because you will come out to be a liar, God forbid. And that is very, very detrimental to Judaism and to theology. I'm going to go one step further. Yeah.
What about those rebbeim who speak about an event after the event occurred and make certain sort of comparisons or links to
That goes back to the shiur that I gave way back when about do we know why God did this or why God did that, why the Holocaust happened, etc. Pardon?
Are those rebbeim any different than the rebbeim who predict something happened?
Right.
Or claim that the existing events are because of this or that.
Like the rabbis that say that the Holocaust happened because it was too much Zionism, not enough Zionism.
Right. Like that event.
The religious Jews.
Again, I'm very far from it, and I come from a different world where I don't believe we can explain that 1.5 million Jewish children died and were killed and were gassed and were raped and took their skulls and threw them against the tree because we didn't come to Israel. It's very hard for me to even sign on and to be part of that thinking. That's a whole different sheer. I don't want to deal with it. I'm just saying, use your brain, use your common sense. You make those public statements and it comes out not to be so, you're taking lives into your hand. And then, when you find out that the person that was killed in the Holocaust was a flaming Zionist, and his bags were packed, and he was about to get to Israel, but he didn't have enough money for the boat, and he was saving it out, and what can we do? 1939, September 1st, the war broke out, and he was still stuck in Poland. What are you going to say about him? Whoops! That's why I think it's a dangerous statement to make. Common sense. You make the statement, use the word maybe, use the word perhaps, use the word opportunity. But I want to go one step further, and with this I end. It's not just, in my opinion, it's the heart of idiocy. Just think two steps ahead of yourself. If it comes out not to be so, you're going to ruin lives. Let's go one step further. There's a famous Gemara that talks about different smichas. And there was a certain Amora, should remain nameless. He had Yora Yora. Yora Yora is the regular smicha. He also had Yadin Yadin. He could be a dayan in the court. But they wouldn't give him the highest form of smicha. You know what comes after Yadin Yadin? Yossi. Anyone? Yatir Bechoros. He can paskin on the issue of Bechoros. You have a Bechor Behemah Tahora, a kosher animal, that's a Bechor. Does he have a mum? Doesn't he have a mum? That's a higher line of smicha. So they gave this rabbi Yore Yore, Yadin Yadin, he can be a Dayan, he can be a rabbi. He shouldn't Yatir Bechoros. The Gemara asks why. And it's very interesting. The story goes like this. He knew Bechoros so well. He knew every animal, every mum so well that when he would paskin alacha, it would look strange. It would sound apostrous. For example, if you go out today, because you're a Talmud Chacham, you're out there, you're a chemist, and you come to the realization that the bread that's baked in the local bakery is not chametz on Pesach. Because chemically they use this and they use that. It's not the chametz. Says the Gemara, don't give him smicha. Don't let him make the public statement. Why? It's something that's tamua batzibur. It's going to sound so strange by the tzibur. The people are going to listen to it and say, this is apostrous. This can't be. This rabbi is probably off his walker. Now, we don't want a rabbi to be off his walker because he has a yora yora, yadin yadin, he has a lot to give. So because he's such a genius in a certain area, he's a mumcha, he's the expert. He's going to make statements that are going to be so apostrous. Don't give him the smicha for it, because if he makes it, it's going to be detrimental. And that's my second statement. You could have these superhuman powers about this or about that, and you can decide that this is the reason for this and this is the reason for that. You shouldn't make that statement because it sounds tamua batzibur. It sounds very strange by the tzibur. I'm not talking about don't tell him not to keep Shabbos because Shabbos is like outlandish and sneers, you know, out of style. These are halachas, we have to teach it, we have to inspire. When you make a statement, try to make it as normal as possible. And making abnormal statements is very dangerous. It's tamura latzibur. Again, you can make different statements, and I have no problem to say, different, yes, I understand what you do on Saturday, my Saturday is different from yours. But I don't think that statement is abnormal. It's not tamur b'tzibur. People will say, okay, the Jews live differently. But they won't say the Jews live strangely or abnormally. In my opinion, making a statement like this in a public paper, you know how detrimental that is to Judaism? You know what name it gives Judaism? Do you know what character we now have in the eyes of the public, because this is a public newspaper. Again, it could be a Jewish newspaper, but it's out there. And understand what character we have after such a thing happens. And therefore, I say to you very explicitly and very, very clear, if you're going to make a statement, and the statement is going to be strange and taken strangely, you're going to give a very strange character to the Judaism, don't make that statement. Think of a way to make it normally. Again, different? I'm different. Avram Avinu was different. Strange? I'm not.